If there's a common longing among the hundreds of people I've treated in therapy as a clinical psychologist, it's for an end to their pain. But my own journey through depression taught me that relieving symptoms is not enough. More than finding a cure for suffering, our deepest longing is for peace. That distinction is what this book is about. Most people who come to see me are dealing with some form of overwhelming anxiety, panic, constant worry, obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, social fears. Many are healing from trauma, sometimes recent, sometimes from their childhood. Some are fighting through daily depression or chronic illness, or are wondering if their marriage can be saved. Others are desperate for a good night's sleep. In one way or another, they're yearning for relief from the stress and strain of life. People seek out my services because they believe I can help them find relief and peace through cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, the most scientifically tested therapeutic method practiced today. CBT is a straightforward approach that integrates two components: cognitive therapy for practicing healthy patterns of thought, behavioral therapy for helping us choose actions that lead us toward our goals. Treatment tends to be brief, typically 8 to 15 sessions, and addresses current problems rather than focusing on a person's childhood and relationship with their parents. I was drawn to this approach early in my graduate training because I wanted to relieve suffering, and CBT seemed like the most efficient path to healing. But after a number of years helping others as a CBT therapist, I discovered that I needed help as well. I had slowly dropped into a deep depression, and despite all my training, I was struggling to find my way out. Eventually, as I groped my way forward, I discovered something surprising and significant. I learned that CBT could be more than a means for eliminating symptoms, which was how I had been using it. When combined with mindfulness practices, it could also address questions of meaning, purpose, and even spiritual peace. That is quite a claim, I know. But be assured, this is not one of those books by some self-designated guru who claims to have finally figured out the secret of the universe and wants people to follow behind. I am by no means the first person to walk this road. My goal, instead, is to simplify the process that I found to be so incredibly helpful so that as many people as possible can experience it for themselves. This life-changing approach can be summarized in three words, making it easy to remember on the fly when you need it. Think, act, be. Descent. I was motivated to become a psychologist in part by what I knew of my grandfather's emotional struggles and his suicide 8 years before I was born. Frank Roland Gillihan was haunted by horrific memories of naval combat in the South Pacific during World War II. I wondered what his life would have been like if he had gotten effective psychological treatment. Maybe he would have lived to meet his grandchildren. His only child, my father, would have been spared the pain of losing his dad to suicide. That pain was a felt presence throughout my childhood, often apparent in my dad's irritability and temper. At other times, it was raw grief, such as when I was 8 and walked in on my parents in our laundry room. My mom had her arm around my dad as he sobbed, a stack of old family photos in his hand. I did my training at the University of Pennsylvania, the birthplace of many CBT treatment programs. The faculty were deeply engaged in developing short-term effective treatments and testing them in rigorous clinical trials, and my faith in the power of CBT deepened as I witnessed its effects firsthand. I saw the power of thoughts to affect our emotions. I learned how simple changes in our actions can boost mood and bring greater fulfillment. I continued at Penn after I graduated and took a faculty position in an anxiety research center, where I oversaw a treatment study of CBT for post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Participants came from the surrounding community and the local Veterans Affairs Hospital, men and women haunted by traumatic memories of violence and pain. After the 12-session protocol, many were transformed, freed from nightmares and flashbacks, and ready to live their lives again. I often thought of my grandfather.